there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today. Join the choir now as they sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
Thank you, choir, for that good singing. Say, summertime is a wonderful time. And God is a wonderful, mighty God who made all the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Ecclesiastes says, for everything there is a season. And God is the God of time also. He put the sun and moon and stars in space, and set things in motion to keep this whole world moving at just the perfect pace. So perfect, in fact, that we can make calendars and set clocks by it and depend on the result. Here's a little poem you might like about clocks. While I'm in bed, the English wake. While I have lunch, their tea they take. When I say prayers, they're sound asleep. What various clocks our Lord must keep. And isn't it wonderful that he can keep every one and knows what every boy and girl is doing, no matter which side of the world they live on? How big and wonderful and mighty our God is, and he's running this universe according to his schedule. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. And in his time, Christ died for our sins. And in his time, Jesus will come back again. And in his time, the millennium will be complete. And someday will come the time when, as in Revelation says, there should be time no longer. And then will be an eternity forever and ever. That's why it's so important, Bible Clubbers, to prepare for eternity now, while there's time. Amos said, prepare to meet thy God. So trust Christ as your Savior from sin. Then ask God to help you to put your life in step and in time with his will, and walk in kilter and in time with his plan for you, and make you a blessing in his service. Oh, the wisdom of the ages is to find out which way God is going, and to go with him. And now, here's the choir.
His fragrance reached to this heart above.
was that terrible noise? The native bushman picked up his pace through the rough outback country. He was tired and weary and anxious to get home from a long day's work, but fear struck his heart as he drew near and heard strange, horrible noises coming from the direction of his hut. What was happening? What could be causing such a ruckus? Had marauders or dingoes invaded his little thatched hut? Quietly, he pushed through the tall brush toward his hut, but as he came closer, the noise got louder and louder. He moved cautiously and held his machete up, ready for quick action. Then, silently crouching down and spreading the bushes open before him so he could see, he froze in his tracks. There in the darkness in front of his hut, a terrible battle was raging. A wallaby, a small kangaroo, and a giant python were locked in a mortal struggle. It was plain to see that the battle had been raging for a long time, for the poor wallaby's frantic fright was getting weaker and hopeless. He was a large, strong wallaby, and he kicked with his legs and fought with all his might, but he was no match for the massive 12-foot python as it steadily, relentlessly coiled its deadly sinews around the terrified wallaby. Oh, how could such a terrible thing have happened? But the bushman knew, for the giant python is a dreaded foe to man and beast in the Australian outback country. Lying motionless and camouflaged under bushes or in a tree, the deadly enemy had waited as still as death for its prey. Then, slithering so silently through the underbrush that the wallaby didn't see it or know that danger was near, it reached out its deadly sinews and slowly began its unyielding, suffocating coil. The poor wallaby tried desperately to free himself. He kicked, he twisted, he struggled, but soon he was entangled in a frothing, writhing mass. As the bushman watched, the wallaby tried to lunge forward, but he only fell panting helplessly on his side, giving the giant snake just another chance to force its coils higher and tighter around his body. With frantic, pathetic cries, the wallaby thrashed one way and then another, but his efforts were useless. He was no match for the deadly python. At last his breath was short and tight and nearly gone. The doomed wallaby couldn't hold out any longer against his cruel foe, and with no more strength to fight, he lay silently in the python's final grip. The end was near. All hope was gone. Then suddenly, the breathless stillness was broken by the loud, sharp sound of a shot ringing through the night. In a second, the awesome snake went limp. Its terrible coils began to loosen from around the terrified wallaby, and it fell lifeless to the ground. Stunned, but slowly realizing the terrible death grip was broken, the pitiful wallaby began to regain his breath and balance, and weakly climbed out from his captor's deadly hold. What a relief! What joy! He was free! Free at last! What had happened? What made the difference in this battle? How could the one that was the sure loser walk away free, and the seeming sure winner lay in a heap on the ground, defeated and dead? What that poor wallaby didn't know was that while he fought for his life in mortal fear, the bushman had sneaked into his hut and gotten his pistol. When he came back, he carefully watched the precious wallaby and his brutal enemy as they fought and thrashed back and forth on the ground. Then, at just the right second, the bushman fired the gun. It was a direct hit, and the dreaded python crumpled limp and dead to the ground.
It had no more grip on its captive. Its power was broken. Oh, how happy and relieved that little wallaby was as he limped back through the forest to safety that night. He was tired and exhausted, but he was alive and free. He had come within a breath of death, but he'd been delivered by an unknown friend who'd come to his rescue. How like that wallaby we are. We too have a mortal enemy. The Bible calls the devil a serpent who seeks whom he may devour, and like that terrible python, he lurks in the shadows waiting for his opportunity to destroy the souls of boys and girls. As sinners, we're easy prey to his temptations and snares. He persuades us to believe that our sins are not so bad, and that we don't need to fear death or hell. He tries to blind us to the truth of the gospel. He tries to hold us in his death trap. Like the wallaby, we're helpless to save ourselves. But one person made the difference. The Lord Jesus Christ came to our rescue. He came from heaven and gave his life on the cross of Calvary for our sins. He died in our place so that we might go free. Free from the penalty and power of sin. Free to obey and serve him. And free to go to heaven with him someday when he calls. You can have this freedom. You can have your sins forgiven and washed by the precious blood of Jesus. You can have everlasting life. Ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, won't you trust the Lord Jesus right now as your Savior? Make him the one you love and trust. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.